Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Kurt Everson here, reporting news for week number four of the 2020 session. It's about 4 o'clock here in the capital city. Out my office window, I get to witness a few early arrivals for happy hour at the American Legion Club. Some things in life never seem to change. So, absent a move to suspend bill filing deadlines set forth in legislative rules, all bills up for consideration during the 2020 session had been filed by the time the legislature adjourned on Friday afternoon. The bill total has reached 479. That's up 134 over last week's level. Some new bills this week include Senate Bill 157, dealing with rural development projects and local government processes. Introduced on Wednesday, Senate Bill 157 is the bill Governor Kristi Noem first referenced last weekend at the Rapid City Stock Show during dialogue with stakeholders about how best to grow South Dakota's rural economy and to enhance prospects for the next generation of family farmers and ranchers. According to Governor Noem's office, this act intends to create a fair and timely process for getting development projects cited and permitted. It also intends to provide clarity for counties to streamline their processes and also to clarify who has legitimate standing to appeal a permit. It intends to build consistency within the county on bonding requirements to cover costs of proceedings. And lastly, it intends to establish fair and timely hearing schedules. This legislation stems in part from prolonged legal battles over some permits for concentrated animal feeding operations. But beyond animal agriculture, Governor Noem believes passage of this bill would improve pathways for progress on other economic development projects like power plants, wind projects, utilities, and would also improve financial prospects for the counties themselves. I've provided a link to Senate Bill 157 in my printed report and in the online report. Senate Bill 185 is another new bill dealing with facial recognition technology. Brought by Senator Chris Langer, a Republican from Del Rapids, this bill seeks to define and create a regulatory framework around the use of facial recognition technology by any legal entity that conducts business in South Dakota or that produces products or services targeted to state residents. My quick read of Senate Bill 185 leads me to think the primary focus of this bill is to impose measures of accountability for and to impose strict limits on entities using facial recognition technology for ongoing surveillance purposes. I've not yet determined whether its provisions would apply in any way to the use of facial recognition technology for purposes of securing various types of online banking transactions. More to come on this legislation. House Bill 1274 deals with a tax revenue study task force. During his long career as a professor of economics at the University of South Dakota, Representative Ray Ring, a Democrat from Vermilion, took a keen interest in forecasting and analyzing the performance of various state tax revenues. So, I wasn't surprised to see that Representative Ring is the prime sponsor of House Bill 1274. The bill proposes to establish a task force to study South Dakota's tax structure and recommend improvements to ensure a stable revenue base that is adequate to fund the needs of the state, to better facilitate economic development, and to impose equitable tax burdens on the state's citizenry. House Bill 1274 charges task force members to complete their work and report their findings to the legislature and the governor prior to the start of the 2022 legislative session. House Bill 1283 deals with liabilities of a guarantor. In its current form, House Bill 1283 is just a placeholder introduced by Representative Kevin Jensen, a Republican from Canton. Representative Jensen told me that he intends to heavily amend or hoghouse House Bill 1283 with language involving cross-default by loan guarantors. At this writing, I don't have specifics, so stay tuned for more information in the weeks ahead. Shifting now to updates on previous bills. Senate Bill 148 is the Uniform Financial Power of Attorney Act. Readers may recall that SDBA has requested feedback from bank lawyers regarding pros and cons associated with enacting the UPOAA in South Dakota versus leaving current South Dakota statutes in place. I want to thank attorneys from several member banks for their recent input. Brett Kennecke and I, SDBA's general counsel, are currently reviewing those responses and plan to bring that information to the members of SDBA's legislative committee and board of directors during our state legislative conference next Wednesday. Your feedback will greatly assist in establishing SDBA's strategy going forward on SB 148. House Bill 1127 deals with appraisers and real property evaluations. Representative Roger Chase, a Republican from Huron, introduced this measure on behalf of the SDBA to the members of the House Commerce and Energy Committee on Friday morning. The goal of HB 1127 is to align South Dakota law with federal regulatory guidance, making it crystal clear that appraisers can be involved in both USPAP-compliant appraisals and in evaluations of real property. Attentive committee members engaged in a thorough discussion of House Bill 1127 and its companion measure, House Bill 1126, prior to giving both measures unanimous approval late Friday morning. Specifically, House Bill 1126 deals with real estate brokers and real property evaluation. Prior to hearing 1127, committee members listened attentively as Representative Chase, a licensed real estate broker, provided informed testimony regarding differences between appraisals and evaluations and their respective places in the real estate marketplace. Representative Chase did a great job answering questions posed by several of his peers, paving the way for a unanimous vote in favor of House Bill 1126 and a shorter, successful hearing on House Bill 1127. On behalf of SDBA members, I just want to publicly thank Representative Chase for his efforts in support of both bills. If you see him in or around Huron this weekend or at Banker Day next Wednesday in Pierre, please express your appreciation for his efforts. House Bill 1015 deals with application fees and processes for state chartered banks. Brought on behalf of the South Dakota Division of Banking, this bill to reduce bureaucratic accounting procedures governing how the division handles bank branch-related applications passed its final legislative hurdle on Wednesday, gaining unanimous approval in the state Senate. House Bill 1015 now awaits the governor's signature. House Bill 1019 deals with state and federal tax code cross-references. This annual measure to sync federal and state tax code cross-references, including the bank franchise tax, also received a unanimous affirmative vote in the Senate on Thursday. It, too, is headed for Governor Noem's desk. Okay, I'm going to conclude this week. I want to make one final pitch to encourage your participation at our annual State Legislative Day activities next Wednesday in Pierre on February 12th. As I promote our event, legislators often ask if any bankers from back home will be attending. It's a bit awkward when my honest answer is, no, not this year. On behalf of SDBA and our members, I would much rather respond yes to that question. So the jumbo shrimp is on order. We'll see you next week in Pierre. Questions or concerns, please give me a shout. Thanks and have a great weekend.